Edward, as known, is the chair of ANFAC. He's been a long time involved with the agriculture sector, taking over his family commercial hog operation back in the early 70s. In 1985, he began to represent the interests of hog farmers and nationally served as president of the Canadian Pork Council for 7 years. Today, Edward is chair of the Canadian Pork Council International and has been chair of ANFAC for the past 6 years. He also served as chair of the Canadian Pork Council's Animal Care Committee during the time that they set up their animal care assessment tool. It was created and launched while he was there. He and his wife live in Pike River, Quebec. Please welcome Edward.
Thank you, Suzanne, for the introduction. Welcome to all of you, and good afternoon. Welcome to the National Farm Animal Care Council's 2013 conference. As the chair of the National Farm Animal Care Council, I'm pleased to be here with you today. I've had the honor of being the chair of ANFAC since September of 2006. Some might wonder why I would dedicate so much time to this particular issue. It's a simple answer, because I believe the work that ANFAC does, and I'm very proud of ANFAC's achievements. This is the third conference that ANFAC has hosted. The first was in 2007, and the second was in 2011. Each conference has provided an opportunity to support a positive conversation amongst many diverse participants about the importance of farm animal welfare. Good farm animal care is the common interest amongst everyone here today, so we are all in good company. This year's conference has three theme areas: achievement, challenges, and future direction. When ANFAC was initiated in 2005, it was the culmination of more than 4 years of discussion amongst diverse groups of stakeholders on the value of a national approach to farm animal care and welfare. Today, ANFAC is the national lead for farm animal care in Canada and has 29 partner associations. Through ANFAC, governments, farm animal industries, the veterinarian community, the humane movement, retail and food service sectors, and other allied groups have a unique partnership, one that enables them to collaboratively address farm animal welfare issues that individual organizations could not easily do on their own. ANFAC is seen as the go-to group for addressing animal welfare nationally and across sectors. We believe that collaboration amongst diverse stakeholders groups is key for addressing concerns related to farm animal care and welfare. This morning, we will hear about that, what being achieved through ANFAC, and the insights gained through those achievements. 4 culls have been finished so far, including the mink, fox, equine, and beef cattle culls. Both the sheep and pig culls development committees are working hard, and I can say very hard, to cross the finish line with their culls. We have a new animal care assessment framework process, along with the creation of a new dairy cattle animal care assessment program. None of this would have been possible without the project funding support of the federal government and the incredible commitment of so many individuals from so many organizations. Government funding provided a critical financial foundation. Add to this the personal dedication of so many, and success was possible. Thank you to everyone who has given their time to a cold or animal care assessment committee. We can celebrate these achievements because of you. However, I think we can all agree that we are suffering from cold fatigue. Collectively, we took on the challenge of developing 8 codes at once. Anyone that has been through a code development process knows that the challenges are many, and it takes a great deal of patience. Listening and a willingness to acknowledge other valid perspectives that arrive at a consensus. Those involvement is in the creation of the animal care assessment framework process, and the Dairy Animal Care Assessment Program shared similar challenges. The afternoon is dedicated to talking about some of the challenges faced and hearing about what we can do to meet those challenges. It's not an easy road, but nothing worth doing is ever easy. Tomorrow we will look ahead to the future. Animal welfare will continue to grow as an issue of public and producer concern. How will we address this growing societal issue? We have an opportunity to set the course relative to Canada's farm animal care and welfare system. Change is happening, and it will continue to happen, to paraphrase Dr. David Fraser. On some advice he offered ENFAC back in 2009, the question is no longer whether change will occur, but how it will be managed. This conference is our collective opportunity to listen, share ideas, and provide input into ENFAC's future direction. I hope each of you will take full advantage of this opportunity, and thank you for being here, and have a great conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you.